Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, so romantic.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Jane and I were talking back and forth on text. It's Jane.
Jane, afternoon Jane?
Afternoon Jane.
Jane Picks?
Yeah, Jane Picks. Her last name's Picks. J-A-Y-N Picks. She was saying it was a Lego kingdom that Ed Sheeran built in her office. And it's also raining in Alameda.
No.
Yeah.
Rain, everyone.
Is it raining out the window right now?
I didn't even walk out and look.
Looks quite
I do see the overcast conditions.
I left the window open.
Uh-oh.
Fred,
if you're listening, Fred.
There's fresh water over by the window, Fred.
Everything is cement there. You're fine.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
That computer will be fine.
Yeah, please. Computers, they actually need a bath once in a while.
Yep.
All right, let's, so there you go. Ed Sheeran, a new song, Camera. And how about some Ed Sheeran tickets? What? Right now, text the word sing, S-I-N-G. Oh, louder. Does this song sing? No?
No.
It's a Ed Sheeran song. I assume that's why they put sing in here. S-I-N-G, sing. To our contest line, 20357, you'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran, July 25th, Levi's Stadium. Text the word SING to 20357, and you'll be in the running for next summer's biggest show, Ben.
It's also a big movie. One.
Oh, it is a movie. That's right. I don't know their theme song, though.
I'll go ahead and try.
I don't know it. And, but this is Ed Sheeran thing, so I did the Ed Sheeran song.
Well, then sing. Do that one again.
I'm not doing it again. You guys looked good at the blankest look on your face, Maddie. I was like, oh, did I just...
I'm sorry.
Is that not a song? this whole thing is courtesy of Messina Touring Group. And this hour's code word is sing. Zing. Sing, not zing.
Just looking for support and found none.
Right. Sometimes you look over and then you're like, huh? What? And it's... we all experience it on this show. It's
happens.
Yeah. Either someone's going nodding furiously or going, huh? Jumpstart MD, bringing you this portion of the program. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Mm-mm. Personalized medically supervised plans, GLP-1 medications. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. We're going to be Jimmy Kimmel heavy this break. Let's talk about, he gets on and he does his monologue, which we played you some clips from. If you listen to the podcast, you'll hear those later, I assume. He introduces, he's like, we're so happy to have here tonight, the FCC chairman, and he introduces him and it's not him, which was interesting.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You need to know my name, and I am the new chairman of the FCC.
You were appointed FCC chairman by Donald Trump?
Sir Trump, yes. I used to do some work for the man here and there in Atlantic City.
But did I just hear you?
Is that De Niro?
That is, yep. De Niro.
On the phone threatening Whoopi Goldberg?
No, I would never threaten Ms. Goldstein. I was just teaching her a lesson about consequences.
No, well, pardon me for saying so. Maybe you're the wrong guy to talk to, but it seems like the FCC is using mob tactics to suppress free speech.
What the f- did you just say to me?
I didn't mean any offense. You know, you can't curse or we'll get fined by the FCC.
I am the FCC. I can say whatever the I want. No.
Well, this does, it sounds a little like threats and intimidation to me, Chairman.
Stop that. It's just me, Jimmy, the chairman of the FCC, gently suggesting that you gently shut the f*** up.
But you can't say that. That's a violation of free speech.
Oh, yeah, about that. Speech, it ain't free no more.
What? It's not free no more?
Yeah, we're charging by the word now.
You're charging by the word? How much are you charging?
It depends on what you want to say. Like, you want to say something nice about the president's beautiful, thick, yellow hair, or how he can do his makeup better than any broad. That's free.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That seems reasonable.
But if you want to do a joke like he's so fat he needs two seats on the Epstein jet, that's free, of course.
Okay. Can I just ask just... for clarity, because it's a pretty good joke, how much would that one cost me?
A couple of fingers, maybe a tooth.
Did I screw up? It looks like we have the FCC. We have an FCC. Sounds like the mafia.
Yeah, I've got that
here.
One too.
All right, play it. If it still works.
Yeah, it still works.
I might have got ahead
Carr,
of myself.
The chairman of the FCC, telling an American company we can do this the easy way or the hard way, and that these companies can find ways to change conduct and take action on Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. In addition to being a direct violation of the First Amendment, is not a particularly intelligent threat to make in public. Ted Cruz said he sounded like a mafioso. Although, I don't know, if you want to hear a mob boss make a threat like that, you have to hide a microphone in a deli and park outside in a van with a tape recorder all night long. This genius said it on a podcast.
And we've also got a clip of Tim talking about the president, and I have some stuff coming up about that. So you want to hit that one?
Yeah, hold on.
This was all on
this
last
is all this
night's,
last night's yeah. Jimmy Kimmel show. He's back, and every you know, you may have even seen it if you stayed up late enough for it, but this will be probably his most watched monologue of all time.
I think he's up close to 10 million views already.
Oh my God, yeah. Funny.
President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
He's been a longtime critic of Kimmel, he being Donald Trump. He celebrated the suspension, suggested that he'd been fired for good. He said he couldn't, when he found out that Disney had, that ABC Disney had rehired Jimmy Kimmel, his quote was, "I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back." They announced that they were pulling him off the air on September 17th indefinitely. And Trump went on and on about how he'd been fired, how Kimmel had been fired. And so
yeah, that language doesn't make sense. Based on my understanding, it was a suspension, not a firing.
Right. It was never.
So there was no rehire.
Indefinitely. No, exactly.
But okay.
So on Truth Social, he said the White House was told by ABC that this show was canceled. Something happened between then and now because his audience is gone and his talent was never there. Why would they want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% positive Democrat garbage? He's yet another arm of the DNC. And to the best of my knowledge, that would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers. Let Jimmy Kimmel rot in his bad ratings. That's our president.
So Jimmy Kimmel made light of him saying that he had bad ratings. His joke was that we do tonight. That we don't tonight.
Right. Know? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Got it. Yeah.
I just killed the punchline.
That's okay. Good try, Maddie.
It was fine. It was good.
I won't be replacing anyone on a radio show.
Back last week, when Jimmy Kimmel was first put on hiatus, he wrote, this is Donald Trump on Truth Social. Great news for America. The ratings challenge Jimmy Kimmel show is canceled. Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Kimmel has zero talent and worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible. That leaves Jimmy and Fallon and Seth Meyers, two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. President DJ. He was also asked about this. I think this was during his UK visit last week on Thursday, which, by the way, talk about embarrassing. I mean, not just the thing at the UN this week, but last week he's at a state dinner saying, America, the hottest country on earth right now. What are you talking about? He said,
global warming. It is warmer here.
Yeah, it is very warm. That is true. So he's on his visit to the United Kingdom, and there was a press corps there, and they were asking questions, and he answered one of the questions. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great man named Charlie Kirk. Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had a very bad ratings. They should have fired him a long time ago. You can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent. So that's what our esteemed president had to say. I wonder if they're covering that on Fox News. This is interesting. This morning, our junior senator, Adam Schiff, here in the great state of California, he's looking for answers from FCC Chairman Brendan Carr on Kimmel threats. This is this morning. Adam Schiff and eight other senators sent a letter to Brendan Carr. It's not really Robert De Niro. It's still that other guy, posing a series of questions about this. They argued Carr's actions, along with President Trump's lawsuits against media organizations and the defunding of public broadcasting, represent, quote, the most blatant and coordinated attack on the free press in American history. Go, go, go. All right. Is there any other things that I missed? Did we play all of our clips?
Nailed it.
All right. Yay, us. Now it's time for a bad segue. Here we go. Is this refreshing or is this or not?
That was bad.
I know, right? 48-year-old John Cena doesn't have kids, and he doesn't plan on changing that anytime soon. And
okay.
We talked about Seth Rogen, who's gone on record, him and his wife. And I don't know how old Seth is, but I'm guessing he's at least pushing 50 if he hasn't already hit that.
I would guess 40s as well, yeah.
Right, and I don't know how old the wife is, but they've been married for a while, and they are like, we love our life. That's why.
No, he speaks out on it, and I'm glad he does, because I wish more people were really very, and I think people are now more deliberate about, are we having kids?
Are we even
How
getting married?
How many are we having? Yeah, there's a lot of, the options are available to you, and I think people see that. There was a time when people, I don't think, they just felt like, well, yeah, you get out of school, and you get a job, and you get a wife, and you have kids.
This is how it is. And then later you realize,
well, we didn't even like each other, much less love each other, and here we are 20 years down the road, we just want to be divorced.
I always think about that. You've told this story before. All of your girlfriend at the time's friends were getting married.
Yes.
And it just became this thing where, well, we're together and we're of an age. And when are you going to propose to me?
Right. Yeah. It's just seemed to be the.
And I'm not saying that expectation is not still out there in the world, but I definitely feel like you just said people are looking at their options. Things aren't as set in stone as they used to be, where there's no pressure to do that.
I feel like kids are something that you should be very deliberate about. It's such a life change. And you might say to yourself, I know what it is, but it's beyond belief.
Yeah.
Like the change is night and day,
and
the amount of responsibility.
We're telling you right now, and you're still going, that'll be fine.
So it's just, but that's not a bad goal. It's just a hard path. And a lot of couples would be better off not going that route.
Right. And John really has reasons for this. And it's not just whether or not he wants kids.
John Cena.
So, what did I say?
No, you said John.
John Cena.
Yes.
John Cena does not have kids. He doesn't plan on changing that anytime soon. And he basically says, I don't have time to be a great parent. I'm too busy living life to its fullest. He's been married for 5 years. I believe this woman is now 36. She's a 36-year-old engineer. And he says they share the same values. I mean, he definitely married her in time to have some kids.
And that's a conversation also that should be had, because certainly you wouldn't want someone, your partner, to be thinking,
"Oh, we're married.
I would like to have kids now." And now you are saying no. That's a resentment that isn't going to go away anytime soon as the years go on.
I think that's
only going to grow.
Maybe the most important thing you should ask before you decide to wed someone. You want kids, right? Oh, you don't? Well, it's okay. I don't care. I love you so much. John recently doubled down on this whole thing at a convention in Boston. He said, "I'll just give you a small insight into my life." By the way, if you're not watching Peacemaker, it's so funny and so wrong and so good. It reminds me of The Boys in a way, because in its wrongness.
And it stars John Cena.
It stars John Cena.
Are you just on the first season?
I finished the first season.
Okay.
I haven't started. Aren't they dropping it episodically?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm waiting till it's all done. But that first season, there's a fight scene in that season with, I don't know what that she bitch is. Like, wasn't she some kind of shapeshifter or something? Where they put on the, and you would love the soundtrack too. It's all like 80s hair metal.
Hanoi rocks. And
hilarious. It's just so funny. Yeah. All these terrible songs that were easy to get the rights to, I assume. And they've got this whole dance sequence at the very beginning.
And
of this.
They changed it for season two.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the new one.
Oh, no.
I really
don't tell
like
me
the
that.
Old
I
one.
Was totally looking forward to seeing
no.
it. Anyway, so this is John Cena, Peacemaker. He doubled down. He's at this convention in Boston. He says, "I'll give you a small insight into my life. I've been working straight for 43 days now, and I've got another 20 to go. So if I were to bring a life into this world that needs environmental nurture and unconditional love, I also know that takes time. I've been blessed with some great opportunities. Life's awarded me the chance to do some amazing things. And right now I want to seize those opportunities. So I don't want to make an irresponsible choice and bring a life into the world that I will neglect. I don't think that's fair." Here's a few of the comments. "In a world of male and frankly, some female celebrities thoughtlessly producing kids, this is quite refreshing." That actually annoys me too. How dare you assume that someone is thoughtlessly producing kids? Some people genuinely want children and should also not be judged for that. If you want kids, no judgment. If you don't want kids, no judgment. Here's another one. "If only more people were as intentional and thoughtful about having children as he is." I'm not saying nobody has. Nobody does it thoughtlessly. I'm sure it accidentally happens quite a bit. But that whole like thoughtlessly producing kids. Here's another one. "The bar is low, but also good on him for making this choice while being a man. A lot of men will make the kid, just assume all the care will come from the mother while continuing to invest in their career." So you can do with that what you will. But I did think, is it refreshing what he's saying? I don't know. I feel like I was already kind of refreshed with the whole Seth Rogen thing. But okay. If people like that.
By the way, Seth Rogen is only 43.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. He's been famous for a long time.
Yeah. I'd have lost that bet. You should have made it a thing. We could have done points.
I should get a point.
Why? For looking it up? No. Now. David D4VD, the guy who it looks like he murdered his 13-year-old
allegedly.
Girlfriend. Yeah, but I'm just saying it looks that way. Right. I'm not alleging it at all. I believe it. I looked again this morning. He has still not been detained or collected or charged or arrested in any way. They did search his home. If you haven't heard this story, this D4VD guy, David, he is a touring singer. I don't know him at all. He was doing a show somewhere in the Midwest when a Tesla that belonged to him, an abandoned Tesla that belonged to him, was impounded. And at the impound yard, they could smell something, brought the police in, and they found a young lady's, very, very young woman's body in there.
Went missing over a year ago.
I think it was April of 2024.
Right.
And he did, there's some weird things. Like he does these funeral he's like, his shows are kind of funeral themed. And what is it? Romantic Homicide
or something? Romantic Homicide is the hit. I believe this guy, David, is a TikTok star. So he came to us through his own site, but has a record label and has...
Right. Is on
was
a tour,
on a tour.
Right.
Yeah. And was here. In fact, was here.
Like Friday night, he was supposed to play the Warfield.
And that's when this tour was canceled. But it was like, we were talking about it. I looked it up and went, he's playing here tonight. And then Maddie, like an hour later, goes, they've now canceled that show.
They woke up and went, oh, we should probably cancel that.
I go, what?
So TMZ has a little piece on him. My alter ego idea is like Fight Club. I solve my own murders. He says the music video for his most famous song, that's that romantic
homicide,
brings to life an idea he had about a detective solving murders that his alter ego commits. And he's comparing himself to Brad Pitt in Fight Club. He is facing questions, although it doesn't seem like anyone's asking him. Like, pull him in and ask him some questions. Over his connection to the body of a teen girl found dead in his car. He explained the bloody and violent imagery in Romantic Homicide music vid, saying it introduces his alter ego, Itami. And that is apparently a Japanese word for pain. This was back in March. He was talking about the visual world he builds with his music videos. And his comments are being scrutinized now that the police are saying, we found a girl. And I don't want to even talk about the state of the body, because if you want to know more, it's all over the place. Type in D4VD.
Well, it was found a year later.
Well, I don't know how long it was in there. I mean, who knows what happened to her between the time of her disappearance and the time we got her in the car. But she was hard to identify. In fact, I think it was a day or two before they even knew if it was it was female or not. I know. So he's on talking about all this, about how he's got this evil alter ego. And I'm like, can someone please haul him into a police station somewhere? I beg of you.
I kind of liked Slim Shady, but this doesn't feel like that.
No.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't.
Like, that was Eminem's way of saying the things he wanted. He'd say, that wasn't me. That was this guy.
Yeah. As long as that guy isn't murdering anyone, I feel like, okay, well, you don't have a little fun with it. Who's Beyonce's Sasha Fierce? She has an alter ego, too. Oh, who I also do not know if that person has murdered anyone. Yay. The curiosity over David's potential murdering of a young woman.
Oh, are the songs a hit?
Yes, they are.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Biggest earnings day ever on Spotify. Let's see. 12 million streams on September 21st. I guess that was Sunday. Is that Sunday? It was his biggest day ever on Spotify. I don't know. And I didn't look for the last 2 days, but it was big. It's just a huge spike. And I will chalk that up to people going, who the hell's that? Like, we probably streamed one of his, like, oh, let me listen to that. Maybe we didn't listen to the whole thing. But I always feel like that's not what you want. That's not good news.
Well, I share your curiosity how it is that this hasn't ended at least with a long interview.
In a holding cell. I think once they pick you up, they have like 3 days to charge you or something, right? Isn't there? I mean, I watch enough TV to think that that's the
rules.
That's
and
the
I
rule.
Do think they're probably waiting on analysis of the
DNA or whatever else. I hope they are keeping tabs on them.
I'm going to guess they are.
Strikes me as a bit of a flight risk.
The line from the police is that they're waiting for the forensic evidence and the autopsy report before they proceed with anything with him, I believe.
I'm sure they got a guy on him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure, but you would want to believe this is going to be one of those. If he gets away,
let's keep tabs.
The kind of embarrassment you'd be facing would be a problem. So I'm going to guess somebody's keeping tabs on the guy.
Fingers crossed. I just feel like we've been talking about this long enough that I want some action. I want action tonight. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Things that are actually healthy despite people thinking they're not, boob sweat, and pranks are still fun.
Oh!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram, video reels, pictures from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, and links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. My friends at Frontier Ford have a great deal going right now. Frontier Ford in Santa Clara has great September savings. Lease the Mach-E. That's the car I'm driving. It's an electric.
It's a beaut.
SUV Mustang. It's hard to explain, but it had all
it's like
the
a small SUV.
Yeah, it has all the room inside I needed in order. I carry surfboards in there. Yeah.
But it has the profile of kind of like a normal sedan, like
car.
A
car. Yeah, I can park it downstairs without banging it into the walls all the time. Mm. So it's got it all. You can lease the Mach-E for just $225 a month or buy with 0% APR plus $2,000 back. And if you hurry, you got to get in there before September 30th. If you hurry, the federal EV tax credits will still be available to you as well. So Frontier Ford in Santa Clara, real people, real deals. Go check it out if you're in the market for a car.
Great.
It's if at that point car. You're like, I like something else better, okay.
But at least give it a try.
I am sold. I am totally into it. So I just got, Danae is our great promotions director here. She's the best.
She is.
I just asked her if she's been cast in Survivor, and she says, no, they haven't called.
Oh, come on, Survivor.
What's wrong with you, Survivor?
Get with it.
So she just delivered to me a present from, I think, someone at Cine Lounge.
Sarah.
Yes, yeah. It's from Sarah.
Yeah, she's not a Cinelon. She's a fan. She's a fan of the show.
Well, she was at the Cinelon.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She went to the Bob's Movie Night for Bob's Movie Club, and she made each of us. They're like these little crochet dolls, and each one of them is. And there's I see Vinny. What is the OC? Is that Orange County?
No, I believe that's a brand name. It doesn't matter. The point is she's made me. That's
yes. It's got a little. It has
head.
A little skateboard on there,
yep.
And your bald head. She made each of us one. I got a Taylor Swift one.
I got a Taylor Swift one too.
I think she, you know.
I got a me with a little Fred next to it. And,
cute!
And the note was just.
So I'm about
beautiful.
To read this note for you real quick. Dearest Vinny, Bonnie, People's Champion. Mm-hmm. I made our radio girls. That's you guys, Taylor Swift dolls, and I didn't want you to feel left out, so I made you a mini version of you as a little thank you. As a lifelong listener, hearing you share your journeys, facing your demons head on, finding love, becoming a dad has been more than inspiring. It's been real. You've let us in, and not just the polished highlights, but the vulnerable, messy, beautiful parts too. I can't read the rest of that without crying. But thank you. That's very nice of you.
He was very moved, Sarah, when he read that.
I don't want to. I'm trying not to cry.
No crying.
I do
no
enough of that
today. I know today's it's a crazy day.
But thank you. That's really nice and very heartfelt, and I appreciate that more than you know. Thank you. Okay, so where were we? Oh yeah, we're doing news. So there is a definite cool down happening.
Great.
We all know we felt like yesterday was a peak, and it was. And some places
we were hoping it was the peak.
Yeah. But there's also some possibility for rain today. And we hear Alameda's seen some.
I'm getting texts from all over the bay saying they're getting sprinkles.
Okay, good. Well, that's a cool down we were all hopeful for.
Yep.
So there's that. What's actually healthy, despite most people thinking it's not?
Okay. Sleeping all day and never getting off the couch.
No.
Is that's, oh, darn.
That is not.
Mm. What about copious amounts of ice cream?
Nope.
Oh, that's
it's,
too bad.
It's funny. I had asked earlier in the week, we were talking, I mentioned that I'm looking for a dessert cookie,
yeah.
A cookie that
sugar-free
we can have.
Cookie.
Something that's not the, something I can feel comfortable having one or two of after a meal without completely just nuking my diet.
Right.
Too much sugar is one of the problems. So it's not healthy. It's just healthier than maybe other cookies that have, you know, okay. So.
At least if you're trying to get sugar out of your life,
right.
You can still enjoy a cookie.
Yes.
All right.
So we've been working on that at home, and it's kind of falls into this range of, it's not healthy, but it's not the worst thing you can eat.
Okay.
Anyway, some people came up with some fun answers about things on the, what's actually healthy despite people thinking it's not. On the list is daydreaming.
Oh.
It can be a form of focusing and meditation.
We were just talking about this because you did the autopilot story yesterday. And I actually feel like there are a lot of things that you don't need, they don't need your full attention. And you're able to daydream. I love daydreaming. I think up scenarios all the time. I think everybody does.
The number of things people do behind the wheel, though, is alarming. I would say while you can, there are things that don't require your full focus. Driving, you know, 90 down the freeway should probably be one of those where you put the
but
phone.
But you can do it without being, yes. Oh, absolutely. You shouldn't have any other distractions, but I'm not going, I'm on the road. Now I got my hands on the wheel. All right, we're going. And now I'm going 89. Now I'm going 90. Like, you're just driving. And it frees your mind up a little bit. I mean, maybe the first like month you have your license, you're thinking about it like that the whole time, but it's just background.
Someone asked the internet, what's actually healthy despite most people thinking it's not? Taking breaks when you feel unproductive. Oh. It isn't lazy. It can be a reset.
Mm.
I just need a ciggy. I'll be back.
Take a quick break. I need like 25 of these a day and they're each 15 minutes. So that's basically it. So... I'll see you tomorrow.
Frozen vegetables. A lot of veggies are frozen within hours of being picked, and it locks in their nutrients.
Mm.
I've heard that. Frozen peas are better by far than regular peas.
I concur. I like frozen corn. I like frozen broccoli. The problem is overcooking it.
I've heard, too, though, that the microwave, I have no idea if this is true, but when you microwave food, it takes away a lot of the nutrients.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I even heard
I usually nuke it, but I have heard that too.
What do you do with the frozen?
I put it in a half inch of water and just let it steam up.
Boil it. Either way.
And then I slather it in butter.
Yeah,
so
I was
going to
say, you got to throw some butter in that hot water.
Hello.
I was doing a kitchen remodel. The missus was. I was just participating along with, I was a participant. And when we went to this one kitchen place, the guy goes, no kitchen should have a microwave. It is what that does to food. It is ruined food. There's no reason to have a microwave. He was a little intense. I do like a microwave for the occasional, you know, you want to heat up
popcorn
or heat up a tortilla real quick before you make your burrito. Like there's reasons for it.
This butter's basically frozen solid and I want it to be soft.
But no, you don't want to make your vegetables with the microwave.
So you usually would take frozen veggies and put them in some kind of dish and nuke them?
Yeah, that's what my parents did.
Try it the other way. Honestly, it takes 2 seconds. As soon as the water's boiling, it's basically done.
And then, like a half inch of water, you said?
Yeah, like a half inch of water at the bottom on a pretty, you know, medium high. And let it come to a boil. Plus and then shake it around a little bit, make sure everything's defrosted and strain it out.
What's actually healthy despite most people thinking it's not? MSG.
Oh.
They say here, it's basically salt, a natural flavor and umami enhancer. But somehow it got a bad rap.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Some people say they get headaches from it.
Do you remember when there were ads on our TV saying eggs? Be careful with those.
Yeah.
They're terrible for you. Your cholesterol. They're a heart attack waiting to happen. And then someone went, no, they're not.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, eggs, they're back. We can have them again.
It's I love
it. Weird how that kind of that took on a life.
Is that
life
on the list? Because I was actually wondering about that. I eat a hard boiled egg every day when I get home.
Yes,
it
eggs
holds
are
me.
On the list. My bad. Eggs, they're down the list. Some people still act like eating eggs is just daily cholesterol bombs, but they're super nutrient dense. My wife
eats a lot of protein.
Between 2 and 4 eggs a day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
How does she do them? Does she fry them up or scramble them or
she'll
hard
do
boil
fried,
them? Or?
She'll do them anyway. And if I get home and she's been locked in her little, you know, at home office all morning, I know I can just make her some scrambled eggs and
she'll be
put
psyched.
Them, like, you know, put them on her desk while she's in meetings and she'll just be like,
you're a good husband.
Thank you. I am a good husband. You're right. And I'm a good dad too.
I know.
I mean, I try. That's
all it takes.
I'm trying. I am trying. Look
it
at me
shows.
With my fingernails polished.
I know.
Salt and fat and sugar. They say these things aren't necessarily bad for you. It's when you don't control the amounts you're having them in.
Well, and if you're eating a lot of heavily processed stuff, it's probably not good. But if you eat a good wide variety of things and put a little green in there, and you can have, they can be part of a balanced diet.
What's actually healthy despite most people thinking it's not? Carbs, people demonize them, but whole grains and fruits are literally fuel for your brain. Potatoes are on the list. They get a bad rep because they're usually prepared with a lot of oil and butter and fried and processed into chips. But if you roast, bake, or air fry or boil them, they're a pretty healthy, starchy carb. You can eat them.
Yeah, with butter and salt.
Yeah.
Maybe some sour cream on there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off.
In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now, this one is debatable, but I think it has to do with the people involved and...
Oh, okay.
Arguing in relationships. Not arguing constantly, but some arguing is healthy.
Mm. Well, you can't really expect to agree on everything.
If you hold everything in, it breeds resentment, which is the death of every relationship. And that's what I was saying earlier. Like a woman who ends up with a man who decides, I'm not having kids. And she's now in love and stuck with someone who won't do the thing that she had planned to do.
Mm.
You don't think that's going to be a lifelong resentment?
We should have an argument about this.
That's intense.
Yeah. Well, and there's, you know, good ways to argue and really not good ways to argue. If you can be cool about it,
you can
work stuff out.
Heard so many times older people who've said this, never go to bed mad. We always sorted it out. Good for you. I don't know how you did that, but there's enough arguments on any given day about anything that you're not always going to go to bed with that solved.
Mm.
Good for you if you can, but I don't. Sometimes that stuff just needs to settle.
Things look different the next morning.
That's what I think.
It's a brand new day.
I really don't think you can always find a solution before you go to bed. That seems like asking too much.
Yeah.
One of you eats it.
Well, maybe don't storm off screaming, though, and slam the door and lock them out of the bedroom.
Now tell me.
I don't know. Is that what you do?
No.
Okay.
But we actually, what we do.
Oh, you said doo-doo.
Is stop talking. We're done.
Let's leave it here.
Talk tomorrow or another day or 3 weeks from now. Whatever. We're not going to solve this tonight. And there's a lot still to do before anyone gets to go to bed. We're done. Sleeping according to your body's needs. Not on the couch all day, Sarah.
It's just that I get tired when I'm on there and I just drift off into dreamland.
These are things that are so-called unhealthy but actually aren't bad for you. Playing video games. It can be a problem if you never stop playing.
Right.
But it can also be good for your brain. And they say, what is that? Your hand-eye coordination? It's good for that too.
All right.
Doing puzzles.
Right.
Weird ways can really get your brain working.
Yeah. I like that kind of stuff. I feel like it wakes me up a little bit, you know, playing a game.
I don't know how Jägermeister got on this list.
Oh, Jäger bombs are okay? Not as bad as we thought they were?
What? Bob approved for sure.
Jägermeister!
It's called a Jäger bomb. It's a Jäger bomb. Really? That's your drink of choice?
No, it was.
Oh, all right.
It was your
drink of
choice?
She's an adult now. She's 30.
Yeah, when I first turned 21, I was spending so much money on rounds of Jäger bombs.
Oh boy.
Because you know what they do? They keep the night going. They give everybody another boost to energy so we can make it till that 2 a.m. close time and get the slice of pizza afterwards.
I remember that old trick.
I don't understand.
Mix some shots in with your beer. It's
got Red Bull in it.
Yeah. Jägermeister does?
Jäger bombs.
Oh, they didn't have those when I was drinking. I never had a Jäger bomb. I had Jäger. I thought a Jaeger. What's the one where you drop?
Irish Car Bomb.
Irish Car Bomb.
That's a Jaeger, right?
You drop whiskey into
it's usually
beer.
Jameson's into like Harps.
Oh, okay.
But a Jaeger Bomb, you drop Jaegermeister into Red Bull.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. So now you're drunk and wide awake.
That would actually, I would have liked that.
I'm so glad it wasn't around for you. Seems like a terrible choice.
Oh, well, I mean, it all was. It all didn't work out for me, Sarah, but you know.
Yes.
Anyway, those are some things that are supposed to be unhealthy. Okay. Boob sweat.
Oh, yeah. What about it? Tell me everything. How can I get rid of that?
You can't.
Oh,
I mean,
I
take it back.
It's like
you can just stay somewhere in Alaska or, you know, live in an igloo.
It's like it originates there. It's like the strangest feeling when you're just when you're sweating from your boobs down. It's like, what's happening?
This story comes to us from the New York Post, and it's about women on cruises.
Okay.
The New York Post is exposing a disturbing trend where female cruise passengers are stashing their room keys and pass cards and more in their bras.
Mm-hmm.
One passenger who had been witnessing this trend says, "Twice I've seen ladies reach into their own shirts to locate their passes in their bras. It's disgusting for crew members to take these passes straight from sweaty boobs. Please just buy a lanyard." Have you experienced that? I know you don't do cruises.
I don't. You know, I hadn't even thought about that because for me, the underneath of the boob is where all the sweat is coming from. If I'm just tucking it into the top of my bra, that part is not sweating. I think these people should just relax.
Yeah,
and,
I wouldn't
and enjoy
even
have... the one degree of separation between your hand and their boob.
Yeah. To me, it seems like I don't get it. What are you tripping
on? Do your
on?
Boobs sweat from the top?
No.
Do they sweat from the bottom?
They're not that big, so not much.
Mm.
We knew someone who was very healthy, and she had the boob sweat. You get it, even.
Absolutely. It's just a weird thing, like right where there's a crease underneath, it just creates so much sweat. I'm like, where is all this coming from? What's happening? The whole bottom of my shirt
is considerably bigger than you were when I met you, though. So,
well, I have had two kids.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm just, you know, there was a time.
I don't like it. Don't get me wrong. I liked having an A cup. I loved it, actually.
I would have said, if I was told to guess, I would have said you were an A cup, and now I would guess you were a C cup.
I'm a B and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
According to Third Love.
Where will you be again next week?
At Third Love on Fillmore here in San Francisco from 11 to 1. And Bob is going to come. We're going to get ourselves fitted properly for bras. And so is Maddie.
What?
800, 400.
Are we talking about boobs?
3697.
I was daydreaming.
Is our text number. Maddie's on the show.
Maddie's on the show.
Hey. For the 415. Can you please give a shout out to my sister, Cece? Thanks, Aaliyah in Oakland. Hi, Cece.
Hey, Cece.
Hey, Cece.
We got a lot of texts. Everybody is trying to tell us how to cook vegetables.
Okay, what are they
saying? So 415 says microwaving cooks vegetables quickly, minimizing the time they are exposed to heat. This helps preserve heat-sensitive nutrients such as vitamin C.
Okay.
See, here's the thing. Like, how am I to know the truth?
You know what? Just eat some veggies. It's fine. No matter where you got them from or how you heated them up, just put some veggies in you.
Heck yeah. I love that.
415, holistic nutritionist here. Okay. Nothing wrong with the microwave. Most people overcook and don't know how to use the microwave properly. Oh. Undercook and then let it sit for a minute and or two, and the steam will do its magic.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer vegetable undercooked to begin with.
Me too.
I'll take it crunchy. My broccoli, I want it crunchy.
Yeah. I don't want it too crunchy. I like my broccoli to be cooked a little bit because it's got such a woody stalk.
Yeah, I don't want it raw, but I definitely don't want it like.
But I'll
mushy.
Eat the whole. I won't just eat the top. I actually take the big long stalk that comes, you know, when you buy the bunch of it, and I'll cut that up into little discs and cook that up till I love that. Yum yum.
707 Archer Napa says, "We do love you, Vinny."
Oh, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Oh,
I echo everything Sarah said in her note.
Oh,
not me, another Sarah. Although I will write you a love note if you insist.
I'm not going to insist that, and I didn't.
But if you ever want one.
But this note was, I guess, so given sweet. To Danae back at the when you guys did the movie premiere, and so whatever. it's getting to me late. But I read the note and thought, that is really heartfelt.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Well, my note made Sarah, me cry.
I've met Sarah at a couple of things. She's like, you know, definitely like a top contender for, you know, biggest fan. Mm. She's great.
415, in humid parts of the country, there are signs at convenience stores that say, we will not accept bra money or boob money.
In humid places, which I imagine is where cruises are going to, we don't accept boob money.
Now, truthfully, is it any better coming out of your front pocket or your back pocket?
Or just your hand.
Right.
They're dirty. The money's dirty. Well, it's got traces of you-know-what on it.
Yeah, it does.
I remember now that you mentioned that, as a little boy, we would bring in dollar bills that had been in our surf trunks or whatever, and we'd be pulling them apart, and they'd be wet. And
at the snack bar.
And you'd try to pay with that, and they'd get out of here with that.
Oh, let it sit in the sun for a bit. Yeah, that's on you. I'm not putting it in my money drawer.
Dripping water, you know.
What? It's money. I can't spend my money here?
One bread bowl, sir. Sorry, dry money is what you need to pay for that.
925, I don't know much about vegetables, but they're delicious. Also, can you give a shout out to my mom, Paula? Hi, Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, Paula.
There you go.
That's so funny. He just wanted to say hi to his mom.
And then 53, a whole body deodorant for your underboobs sweat.
Whole body deodorant?
I hate it. I'm going to tell you something that I believe in, and I don't know how this is going to come off. Probably badly. I don't like the way they put this thought into women that they need to spray themselves from head to toe.
Right. To eliminate all their odors.
Their woman area, because that is, there's no part of me that wants that to smell like a jasmine. I don't want that, or whatever other scent you might like, smell like a woman, please. The end.
One more from the 408. I totally have a friend crush on Vin. Been listening to the show for years and just want to be his friend. F in San Jose.
Thanks, F.
Oh, F.
If you want to be his friend, you should probably put your name in. In fact, everybody, when you text in, put your name in where you're listening from. That'd be great.
We enjoy that very much. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Ed Sheeran tickets and just friends, but clearly with benefits.
Mm.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.